members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus held a news conference on Capitol Hill following the two recent deadly ICE shootings in Texas and Maine. Lawmakers say the incidents have raised serious questions about ICE tactics, accountability, and the agency's leadership. The two fatal shootings occurring just days apart have intensified scrutiny of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. Congressional Hispanic Caucus Chair Representative Adriano Esparrelli argued that increased arrest quotas and more aggressive enforcement tactics are coming to a rise in deadly encounters.
We are here seeing the same violent pattern exhibited by ICE. We see conflicting accounts. We see a missing body camera footage. His family, the Araujo family, deserves the truth, and the American people deserve accountability.
Representative Sylvia Garcia, who represents the Houston district where Lorenzo Salgado Araujo was killed last week, said the Department of Homeland Security has remained largely silent.
ICE still has not provided evidence to support what has happened. They expect the public to accept that one statement they issued the day of the event. I have not provided any further updates. I have not been given a copy of the so-called ICE detention final order. The witnesses also told me that Lorenzo was given no medical aid. Lorenzo was strapped in his seatbelt. He managed to get out. And as soon as agents saw that he was getting out of the van, they stormed him, threw him to the floor. One of them put his knee to hold him down. But never was a first aid kit pulled out. Never was there any first aid on the scene.
Speaking at a press conference one day after his father's deadly shooting, Salgado Araujo's son Ronaldo said the family first learned of his father's death through social media and has received little information from federal authorities.
I saw a video posted on Facebook that he had been shot. I recognized him immediately. Not from his appearance, but from his voice, crying for help as he lay on the street, bleeding out.
The recent ICE-related deaths have renewed calls from several members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to dismantle the agency, including New York Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez.
You cannot put a bandage on a system that is fundamentally broken. We must abolish ICE, period.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro noted that in both the Texas and Maine shootings, agents were reportedly attempting to locate someone else when the fatal encounters occurred. Lawmakers also pointed out that in neither incident were agents wearing body cameras, despite Congress appropriating millions of dollars to the Department of Homeland Security to expand the use of the technology.
They have contracted people who are essentially bounty hunters, as well as their regular agents, to go out in the streets, to look for people in beat-up work trucks, to look for Latino men early in the morning and coming home at night, who are going to and from construction sites, who are going to stores to buy supplies for construction and home building, and they're targeting those folks. So they don't need names on a paper. They're driving around to see who's brown, driving around to see and listen to who speaks Spanish out in public. And then they're stopping those people. They're asking them whether they have papers. And in these last two cases, they've engaged in cold-blooded murder. I think you'll agree with me that when law enforcement has video to prove its case, it releases it right away. They release the video evidence right away. And yet ICE has released nothing in either case